Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
What's shaking, Red Nation? This is Jeremy Brenner with another episode of The Dream Take, presented by the Dream Shake, home of all things Houston Rockets at SBNation.com. And tonight, we're recapping Nets versus Rockets. Not a W pod tonight. Final score, 118-96. The Rockets, hard-fought two-game win streak snapped once again. That two-game win streak tied a season high. Tonight could have been the night to get your season-high third straight win in a row, but it was not in the cards tonight. It looked promising at the beginning, though. 10-2 run for the Rockets at the gate. They held a five-point lead at the end of the first quarter, but then the Nets' defense started to settle in, and the Rockets simply had no answer for it. The Rockets did not score more than 25 points in a quarter after that, were held to just 18 points in that fourth quarter, and the Rockets just were outplayed tonight as normal. This wasn't like a special loss or a loss is like super concerning in my opinion. I mean, they're 15-49 at this point. There's not a whole lot of excitement out of this game. You know, I guess Jalen Green played well tonight. We can celebrate that. Jabari made three threes. I thought he played better tonight than he has been. So that was nice to see. I thought Şengün was really dominant in that first quarter, but then, you know, the Rockets kind of started to move away from him, and I don't understand that part at all. And that goes with coaching. You know, I mean, Şengün really had, you know, they had no answer for Şengün early on in that game. Obviously, the Nets adjusted, but Rockets got to counter. Rockets got to play to their strengths. And tonight, I don't feel that they did. You know, the Nets are a very good defensive team in the paint, but the Rockets were getting a lot of good looks in that paint early on in this game, and it kind of just dissipated throughout. You know, this whole idea about, you know, discipline and staying accountable, that the lack of that showed tonight. And, you know, we can only hope that some coach will come in next season and reverse that fortune. But yeah, so interesting game tonight. You know, the Nets are a very interesting team, obviously. They have kind of hit the reset button themselves with trading Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And obviously the Rockets have investments into the Nets, given that they own the picks throughout the next several years from Brooklyn. But, you know, this Nets team is one of the more intriguing teams in the league, in my opinion. Obviously, you know, no superstars, but Mikal Bridges is getting an opportunity to be kind of an alpha, and he's been playing extremely well. 30 points tonight for him, a game high. Spencer Dinwiddie, his second go-around in Brooklyn, is starting to show strong numbers, especially tonight. 23 points for him. It was some word vomit right there for you guys to enjoy. But yeah, so like this Nets team, they've got a lot of, they sit on the broadcast, they got a lot of glue guys, a lot of, you know, defensive first minded players with Kenny Smith and Bridges and Claxton, and that's kind of why you saw what we had tonight, you know, Royce O'Neal as well. And, you know, a bunch of, like, you know, strong role players is what this team is. And given how they were at the beginning of the season, the Nets should be in the playoffs. And they'll have a chance even to crack that top six if they're lucky. If I'm looking at the strength of schedule for the rest of the season, I know the Rockets and the Nets play one more time this season. I think the Nets were the last team to play to play the Rockets this season, but the Nets have the eighth toughest schedule in the NBA. So they're going to be fighting for that sixth and final bye to get out of the play-in tournament. If they miss the playoffs and have to play in the play-in, that could be a bit of a concern for the Nets, just because two games to decide your season is going to be really challenging, especially against teams like possibly Miami, Toronto, teams that can, you know, basically, if they have a good night, beat you. And two good nights against the Nets is what's going to take probably to beat them. But the Nets right now, they're 2.5 games ahead of that seventh spot. Miami is there, and they're trying to get out of that play-in. And Miami right now, they have the 20th hardest schedule left. So there could be some movement there. Miami does play the Nets at some point later this season, so that could be a deciding factor in how this all turns out. But yeah, kind of going back to the Rockets, you know, I'm really impressed with Jalen Green lately. I think he's starting to look more like he's not thinking so much. Like he's not, he's kind of just letting the ball come naturally to him, letting the game, the flow of the game come to him. You know, it's not perfect by any means, but, you know, he's naturally been able to get, he's naturally just been able to score more lately. And that's who Jalen Green is. He's a scorer, and he's a guy that can be your two guard for years and years and years to come. He can be just the high volume scorer. And that's honestly what I hope the Rockets continue to cultivate him into. Once they get Jalen Green a solid point guard, he could do some real, real damage. I mean, even without one, with the bare bones, it's 21.7 per game this season. That's in the top 30. So he's already there in terms of just a high volume scorer among, you know, the top 30 in the league. I think that's, you know, really impressive for someone who doesn't play with a whole lot of talent around him, a whole lot of creators. But once they get a creator for Jalen Green, I think things are going to be really, really good for the former number two overall pick. But if we have anybody here live with us on Spotify Live that wants to come up and speak, feel free to hit that speaker request button and come and join me. You know, these last couple of games, you know, the games over the weekend were nice little change of pace to see some wins, but these losses, especially towards the end of the season with not a whole lot to play for, doesn't give us a whole lot to discuss, at least something that's, you know, going to last longer. You know, after this game doesn't have a whole lot of shelf life, you know, the Rockets just kind of have to move on to the next game and so forth. They play at Indiana on Thursday, and then they have what I believe is a six-game homestand. I believe it's a six-game homestand, the longest left in the season. And during that, they're gonna get some really tough opponents during that stretch. Chicago on Saturday is a beatable opponent, but then they get Boston, their annual visit to Toyota Center, and then you get the Lakers, two games against the Pelicans at home, and the Golden State Warriors, all teams that are fighting to get into that play-in. This play-in for the West is absolutely bonkers. I cannot believe, I don't think I've ever seen a race to the playoffs this tight before. Even if there was no play-in, this would be a, you know, really tight race, because if it was eight teams in the playoffs, I mean, I guess, you know, the Clippers have a two-game lead over, you know, the rest of the teams, but the Jazz, Blazers, Lakers, Pelicans, and Thunder are all at 34 losses as I'm recording this. Now, also while as I'm recording this, there's some games in the fourth quarter right now. Dallas and Utah are in a one-possession game with 7 minutes to go. Oklahoma City is going to beat Golden State. That is a big win for OKC. Tough loss for the Warriors, who are 7-24, about to be 7-25 on the road. And 0-2 with Steph Curry back. That is not the look you want at this point in the season. The Warriors are going to be 34-32. They're number five. So that just goes to show you 34-32 is the fifth seed, and 31-34 is the 13th seed. That just goes to show you how tight this race is. And a 3 or 4 game winning streak could be enough to get you into that postseason picture. But if I had to guess right now what this Western Conference playoffs are going to look like, I think Denver's probably number one. Sacramento is only a half game back. Sacramento and Minnesota are within a half game of each other as I'm recording this. But the Grizzlies play the Lakers tonight, and the Grizzlies are currently leading to the Lakers. It's early on in the first quarter, but you know, that could change. And with John Morant and his status, cloudy, that's a good word we'll use, cloudy at this point, Sacramento could overtake for that number two slot. And only 2.5 games back of the Phoenix Suns with Kevin Durant. They've won 3 in a row with him. They haven't lost with him. So there's a chance that the Suns could make a run into third or second, possibly, if the cards go right. So, but I think that the top four teams are going to stay as such. Denver is going to be number one. Sacramento, Memphis, and Phoenix will find their way 2, 3, 4. And then you've got 5 and 6, which is the next tier. I really like how the Timberwolves have been playing lately. They've been without Carl Anthony.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury, not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, the art of simplified finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank and Trust. Members FDIC.
Kenny Townsend, I don't know if there's exactly a timetable for him to return, but you know, they did lose tonight to Philadelphia. But I think there's a chance Minnesota could pull in here. Dallas should be the favorite. And Golden State, and as I'm looking at the standings, Golden State and Dallas are 5 and 6. They should be the favorites to stay there because they have the star power. They have, you know, the best players out of any teams that are in this hunt right now with Steph and Clay, Draymond, and then, of course, Luka and Kyrie. But again, Dallas, they're on the ropes against Utah right now. Like, these teams are all extremely, extremely tight. But also, you know, they're going to have to adjust. Like, Luka and Kyrie, that's been an interesting pairing so far. I don't think their record has been very strong with both of them in the lineup. Kyrie Irving debuted on February 8th against the Clippers. And since then, the Mavericks are 4 and 6. Now, Luka and Kyrie have not played together in every one of those games, but 4 and 6 since the trade is probably not what they were expecting, and that could change after tonight. You know, they also, I'm looking at the Mavericks schedule right now. They've got 3 games against Memphis between now and March 20th. They also got a game against the Lakers. The Pelicans, they play tomorrow night on the second half of a back-to-back when New Orleans is off tonight. So that could be a game changer as well. Their second half of their remaining schedule does get a little bit easier. They get 2 against Charlotte. They've got Indiana, Atlanta, San Antonio they get another game with. So there are some winnable games down the stretch that could push Dallas into that playoff picture. But I think the play-in is more likely for the Mavericks at this point. I'll go with I think the Warriors will figure it out. I think Steph is too good to not get into that top six. So I think Golden State, we'll say Minnesota as well. But I think the Clippers also have a really strong chance. But the Clippers have just been really mid. I don't know what to say. They're 3-7 in their last 10. But like that roster should be so much better than what it is. It's mind-boggling to me how they aren't able to capitalize off of the talent that they have. You know, especially considering the fact that they traded the Thunder 5 first-round picks and Shea for Paul George, and they are basically almost identical records at this point in their careers. It's just not a good look for the Clippers, and they have nothing to show for it. They have not made it to the finals. They won Western Conference Western Conference Finals appearance. They have to show for it. Yeah, not a good look for the Clippers. But I do think the Clippers will be in the play-in. I think Dallas, the Clippers, and then your last two, between the Jazz, Blazers, Lakers, Pelicans, and Thunder, chances are two of those teams are in and three of those teams are out. And if I had to guess, I think the Lakers will find a way. If they were able to beat Golden State without LeBron, even without LeBron, I think that the Lakers are probably there. But, you know, LeBron's absence does play a huge role in this whole scheme. And, you know, we don't know if LeBron's ever going to come back this regular season. But the Lakers have been playing well enough without LeBron to stay afloat. I think since LeBron's gone down, I think his last game was either February 9th. Is that what it is? It was mid-February, wasn't it? Yeah, so LeBron didn't play February 9th, and I think he hasn't played since then. But since then, they are or it was that Dallas game that he hurt his ankle. Yeah, it was that Dallas game, I remember. Okay, so they're 2-2 since then. LeBron has also kind of been dealing with injuries throughout the whole season as well. But look, if the Lakers are able to play 500 down the stretch, they might have a shot. And they've got some winnable games here down the stretch. They get the Rockets twice. They get Orlando, two games against Chicago. They've got two games against Utah that are pretty big. So, you know, they've got a lot of toss-up games in there against a lot of teams that are also fighting for a play-in spot. So I would say the Lakers get in. I'd be shocked if they didn't. And then for some reason, I think the Pelicans, they're trending down. It's not looking good for them. I'd say they're also 3-7 in their last 10. I don't like their chances compared to the Blazers. And I'm going to say the Lakers, Clippers, Mavericks, and Blazers. That's going to be the play-in. The Thunder find themselves on the outside looking in. So do the Jazz and so do the Pelicans. But then again, that could very well change 3 days from now, a week from now, 2 weeks from now. It will definitely be different. So we'll talk a little bit more, at least on the episodes where I'm here. I'd love to talk about this playoff run because it's going to be really exciting. And you know, basketball should be fun. Basketball should be exciting. And, you know, when your own team is not delivering that excitement, you know, you got to turn your attention elsewhere for it. So that's what we'll be doing a little bit more is keeping an eye on the rest of the league and seeing how this playoff run is going to shake out. Probably on my next episode, I'll give more attention to the Eastern Conference because that also is very intriguing to me in an entirely different way. But I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for tonight. Short and sweet. You know, again, a Rockets loss, nothing that we're not used to already. The 50th of the season, 15-50 is the record. But, you know, maybe the Rockets will get another couple more wins. If they can get to 20 wins, I'll be happy, I think, at this point. But that's going to be a challenge, especially considering the fact that they're losing at home to the Brooklyn Nets by 20 plus. It's just, it's going to be difficult, but the season will be over soon enough. We are today, the first full day of this podcast being out is March 8th. The season ends April 9th. So we are just 1 month away from the end of the season, but we want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take and for sticking with us throughout this hellish season. But again, we do it for y'all and we appreciate y'all so, so, so much. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Dream Take and at DreamShakeSBN. Head over to our Facebook page, give us a like over there, and go head to our website, thedreamshake.com. Home of all things Houston Rockets at SBNation.com. We'll be back on Thursday. Mike's got the recap. Indiana, a team that the Rockets had a shot to beat earlier in the year, fell short. Maybe the Rockets will get their revenge this time round. If you'd like to follow my personal Twitter, you can do so at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. And until next time, go Rockets.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.